Thanks for listening to Guilt Trip. Need more help fighting off those inner demons while you're stuck at home for the holidays? Check out El Diablo, where stand-up Elle Orlando, who also stars in Guilt Trip, and her inner demon bring on comics to give them hell. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
We all have our own versions of who we think we are out in the world. That perception that guides us along. It's the equivalent of glancing at yourself in a store window as you walk by, just to see if the version you're feeling on the inside is matching the one on the outside, you know? Like a psychological fit check, if you will. But I never really needed those. My outside always seemed to match the story I was selling, and that story was Maya Mitchell is Maya Mitchell. That hot bitch in the room, you know? Note, I did not say hottest bitch in the room. I'm not one of those DeLulu narcissists who thinks everybody wants them, okay? No, when it comes to the laws of attraction, I know my limit and I like to play within it. So there was no reason in hell why I should get older, wiser, and deliciously curvier in the years since seeing Vernon, only to be outright rejected at first sight. Why? Because I dumped him first? Oh, please, grow up. But seriously, I mean, how does one get such a strong no thank you from the guy whose flag is still staked at the base camp of our first orgasm? Doesn't that type of connective tissue count for anything? Did so much about me change in the 10 years since I broke his heart? Okay, maybe that was part of it. Rejection begets rejection, I suppose. It's not like we stayed in touch, but he can't hold me hostage for a decision I made a decade ago. Please, we were kids and I was an asshole, but it's not like I'm still an asshole, you know? I'm not. So, I was officially embarking on a guilt trip. And by that, I don't mean I was guilty. I mean I was wanderlusting for my alleged wrongdoings. See, how could a strong, independent woman such as myself, who literally bootstrapped her way into a comfy, happy existence despite being of the cursed millennial generation, get thwarted by the cameo of an insignificant ex? She doesn't. Okay? I wasn't gonna let Vernon Wells tell me who I was. Anyways, this little tale isn't about what happened a decade ago. It's about what happened a week ago on that unfortunate flight to Florida.
Where did we leave off? Oh, right. My once boyfriend misinterpreted my very kind, very friendly offer to join the Mile High Club Nostalgia Edition and ratted me out to my boss.
There's been a secondary complaint.
Then, in an act of self-care, I foolishly redirected that rude rebuff onto my current Ride or Cry, a.k.a. Pilot Pete.
Help me achieve liftoff!
Which led to being caught by an Air Karen and landed me on probation for inappropriate conduct. And it was all because of Vernon.
Maya.
Who, need I remind you, had also gotten insanely hot. So, yeah, blows to the heart, the mind, and the loins. Top me off before I continue, will ya?
You know what? Let's just polish this bottle off. I think I hate him now. I mean, wouldn't you? No? Well, strap in. There's a reason I'm flying solo at Betty's Disco Bowl tonight. Oh, I'll get there. In a minute. Let me just chug the rest of this.
Picture this. I am now stranded in an airport, being taunted by all the happy vacation mode holiday cheer around me. I should have just found a pool to dive into head first like a lime in a coconut, but instead, I was left stressed about either being surveilled by HR or running into Vernon in the baggage claim, because that would just be my luck. My choices were limited. Either go back to New York to my sad, shitty, snowed-in apartment and give up my tradition of flying through the holidays like a sexy bar cart Rudolph, or find an alternative. Luckily for me, I knew exactly who to call in a pinch. Or at least, I thought I did.
Hello?
Margot, girl, how's it going? How's that domestic life out in the West?
Sorry, who is this?
Oh my God, you're so funny. Maya Mitchell, duh. Who else would it be?
I called Margot Heron, Former flight attendant, loyal wingwoman in every sense of the word, and now my cross-country bestie since she moved to the Pacific Northwest. Incidentally, the wisest woman I've ever known. If there was anyone who was going to put Vernon's accusation to rest and be on my side, it was her.
Maya, it's, been a while.
Oh my god, I know! Life is so crazy! Oh, venti no foam? Thanks.
Why are you calling me?
I wanted to ask you, what are you doing for the holidays?
The holidays? As in tomorrow? It's Christmas Eve.
I know! Best time of the year! I was thinking it might be nice to finally catch up properly, and what better way than to mosey on over to your neck of the woods and get festive and
You actually want to catch up with me right now?
Avi, I'm staring at duty free as we speak, so pick your poison. Oh, also, I may be a little bit stranded. It's a long story, but in a nutshell, my Christmas plans just got totally busted by some stupid tattletale on my last flight. Blah, blah, I got suspended, and as you know, I always fly over Christmas because I will not be caught dead going home. That cliche of a small town can choke on a candy cane. Thank you.
Don't touch that, okay?
Margo, are you listening? I don't hear you.
Yes, I'm listening.
Like, can you imagine me showing up at my mother's place with my tail between my legs after a decade? I mean, what would we even talk about?
Maya, look,
last time I was home, I had bangs and a B cup, for God's sakes. You can imagine that. So, no thank you. Oh, speaking of home,
Maya.
You will not believe who got me suspended on my last flight. Total blast from the past. I can't wait to tell you about it.
Maya, stop.
What?
Seriously, why the hell are you calling me the day before Christmas?
I just told you. Some long overdue impromptu holiday hangs from your favorite hot mess. Me.
You? I haven't heard from you in almost 4 years.
Girl, what are you talking about? We went to Cabo last year, remember? You boned that random groomsman on the beach and found sand in your clam for like 2 weeks afterwards?
Maya, that was 2019, 4 years ago.
Margot Heron, wisest woman I've ever known. Except for the fatal flaw of deciding to quit flying to procreate with some puppy-eyed accountant. Right? Shit choices.
Did you forget?
Of course I didn't forget.
I definitely 100% forgot. I started scrolling my camera roll for evidentiary support and was appalled to discover Margot was correct. In 2022, I was not in Cabo having sex on the beach. I was in Brazil getting experimental chemical peels. Ugh, I look like a poached pear, so I was seeing no one that year.
Okay, well, maybe it was the year before.
The year before, I had a baby, Maya. And in case you ask, the year before that, I got married. And the year before that, I got engaged on my birthday.
Margot, I think I would have remembered all of those things.
Scrolling. Shit. 21 in San Fran at that underground shibari rope bondage retreat. That was weird. Okay, 2020.
Maybe you would have remembered if you had bothered to show up, Maya. The last thing you said to me was in 2020 when you compared my ring to the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Way to go, Maya. Okay, so maybe Vernon had a small point. Like the tiniest point. Forgetting weddings and babies was definitely a point, but he made it sound like I was the scum of the earth when really I was a mild case of well-meaning mildew that just needed to be scrubbed a little. Hindsight is 20/20.
As a quick aside, I'm not gonna get into how life's big moments for women are reductive and that we should be celebrating the milestones we choose, even if they don't subscribe to a traditional path. I would like the record to show that I do not believe that marriage and babies and home ownership are that momentous. But also, in my newfound sageness, I realize that ghosting my best friend during literally every one of her big important moments was a dick move. So her hanging up on me is understandable, but I was still stranded. So new plan, messaging everyone I thought I knew in the Sunshine State. Hey, Justin, it's Maya. Maya Mitchell, we went to Flight Academy together. Are you still in Miami? Are you still mad about that? Well, can't you forgive me? I mean, yeah, I still sleep with your brother on occasion, but okay, never mind. Becca! Hope
you've been well since that epic Disney bachelorette a few years ago. Super random that I just landed in Florida and... Oh, you had to pay for that damage yourself? Ooh, yikes. Hello? Ugh. Hello? Patrick? It's Maya Mitchell. Okay, not Patrick. Hey, we'll screw you too. What the hell's wrong with everyone?
I was running out of options. I guessed going back to NYC wasn't the worst idea. I could pretend I was going through a breakup, which I kind of was, and be a blanket burrito for the remainder of 2023. But that plan was thwarted quickly when...
Please record your message.
Maya Papaya, it's Mom. Look, we're coming to the city to see the Rockefeller tree and get some last-minute shopping done. I don't suppose you'll be home. You never got back to me about your Christmas plans. Do you want me to drop your gifts off like last year? I could do that if you're going to be away. Oh, it's Mom. Did I say that already?
Yeah, no. I couldn't go home now. Sure, New York is a gigantic city, but my mom could sniff me out like a bloodhound. And if she did that, I'd have no choice but to spend Christmas with her, and that would be truly the end of days. That psychological reflection was starting to show me something I did not want to see. Maya was starting to look a little warped on the outside, my friend. I needed my come-to-Jesus moment, which in this case was more like my come-to-Margot. Sure, I had missed a couple years, but I still considered her my best friend, and she had to still have a soft spot for me, right? It was a panic moment, I admit it. I bought a lip kit, some chocolate pretzels, and jumped on the next flight headed west. Lucky for me, HR hadn't yet deactivated my comp flight privileges, so I was able to scoop a few standby connecting flights in Margot's general direction. I took this as an opportunity to think, meditate on my actions, you know? Manifest a favorable outcome, if you will. This was the time to repent. There were 12,000 pictures on my phone, and it took me almost an hour to find the last one of me and Margot together, sharing a watermelon fishbowl in Cabo. But her Instagram told a totally different story. The accountant's name was... what was it? It was something. I'm sure I'd met him once. There was a rooftop engagement, then a wedding, an apartment in Brooklyn, fostering some creepy-looking dogs, then a cross-country move. Finally, a baby girl. I knew some of this, but it was like watching a movie you hadn't seen since you were a kid. The details were all jumbled and out of order. Maybe I'd only registered the info in passing while I was absently scrolling through my own life. Was I just microdosing all my connections now? Did I have any real connections anymore?
If you have a connected flight, please head directly to your next station.
Merry Christmas!
Ah, gross! Oh, sorry. Where's your mom? Can you get her to come out here? Now?
Ugh.
Maya?
Hi! Don't be mad.
Maya, what the hell? Did you just make my kid cry?
It scared me. I was not expecting that presence. Look, you have to let me inside. I want to apologize for all the things, please.
You're kidding me, right? It's Christmas Day.
Please, Margot. Can we talk? It's the season of giving, and it's giving forgiveness.
Again, it's Christmas, and you just called my daughter an it.
I'll make it up to you. I can help out. You know I can be so whimsical.
Making vodka-soaked gummy bears doesn't exactly scream Santa's little helper.
Oh, please. I've been Santa's little helper in more ways than one, if you know what I mean. Okay, you're not laughing. I'm sorry. I'm joking. I'll be a perfect, wholesome elf for you and Pear.
Pearl.
That's what I said. So cute, by the way. I love it so much, and I love you so much, and it's freezing out here.
Come in. What happened this time, Maya? Do I even want to know? You've probably been on watch since you started telling passengers to follow you on Instagram for extra snacks.
Oh, that was such a good idea, though. I got myself over the influencer qualifying threshold and got rid of all those cheesy pretzels that were about to expire. Smart. Corporate should be giving me a raise, not lambasting me for a couple harmless slip-ups.
Maya, you just said you propositioned a passenger mid-flight, and then someone walked in on you boning that disgusting pilot I've always told you was a total sleazeball. How did you think that wasn't going to get back to corporate?
I don't know. It was the worst and shortest walk of shame of my life. What am I supposed to do now? Just resign myself to being in my flop era? I thought I was still firmly in my ascension. This has to be a blip.
Or maybe your failed Christmas plans are calling you back home? What if the universe is trying to tell you to make some changes in your life?
The only thing the universe is telling me is that Vernon has grown into a little snitch, which makes his glow up even more annoying. Margot, I cannot tell you how much that pains me to say. It's like I've suddenly become lactose intolerant in the world's most attractive ice cream shop, and all the ice cream is mad at me.
That analogy makes no sense.
Yeah, because my hormones are popping off right now. I can't make sense of anything. I can't go home, Margot.
Well, you can't stay here either.
Why?
Do you want an itemized list or the executive summary?
Okay, look, I know I've been shitty, but I mean it when I say I want to make it up to you. What better time than the holiday season to reconnect with your once prosperous, now pathetic pal? Consider it a charitable donation.
Hey.
Fine. You can stay if you do one thing for me.
Literally anything. I'll dress up as Santa for Pearl. And not even a slutty version. I'll make cookies. I'll shovel your driveway. As long as you have a snowblower, you know my upper body strength is awful.
No, no. You don't have to do any of that. You just have to.
Maya! Hi.
Tell me my husband's name.
What? Huh?
Pearl is new, so you couldn't remember her name, and I guess that's fine. But you should know the guy I've been with for the last 4 years. Right, bestie? Tell me his name, and you can spend Christmas with us as a family. We can even make vodka gummy bears like old times.
We can do what?
My God, that's so easy. Of course I know your husband's name. Hey, hubby. His name is... Is this a test?
Yeah, it is a test. It's a test you're not going to pass, Maya.
Why would you say that? Why would you...
Give you an ultimatum? Even one as simple as Mark... The most basic name on the planet?
Hey!
Mark! I knew it was Mark. I just needed a second.
I'm all out of seconds for you. In fact, I'm out of years. Everything you do is transactional, Maya. And I have nothing more to give you to make you value my existence in your life. I have this. Me, Pearl, Mark. You never even tried to make room for that. You only have room for yourself.
That's not... That can't be true.
Okay. Name one time you did something that had no benefit to yourself.
I work in customer service. Hello? Everything I do is for others.
And you get paid for that. Try again.
Is this really what you thought about me all this time? Why did you even stay my friend? Because you're selfless and perfect and not transactional in the slightest. I'm embarrassed. I'm sorry. Mark. Margot. Pearl.
Don't listen to her. She'd forgive a banana.
So you don't forgive me? Come on!
I might. Someday. When Pearl is grown up and Mark and I are divorced. I mean, I'll definitely need a wingwoman for Groomsman Beachbone Part 2.
Wait, what?
You know, Maya, I'm probably not the only one who wouldn't mind hearing an apology.
I know. I'll message Vernon.
No, not Vernon. Your mom. Okay, bye. Call your mom.
That evening, if I had been walking down the street and caught my reflection in a shop mirror, I know what I would have thought. Margot was spelling it out. It was like being caught red-handed for a crime you didn't even realize you were committing. We're talking death by a million paper cuts here. Is that what all this was about? Justin, Becca, Patrick, Vernon, now Margot? Did I nick them all enough times to cut them off completely? Am I really only in it if it serves my best interest? Well, there was only one thing left to do.
Hey, what are your routes looking like this weekend? I'm in Spokane and could use a friend. Ugh.